We head now from southern New Hampshire to the North Country, where there has been plenty of news this year. As we look back at the big news stories of 2011, we turn to NHPR's Chris Jensen. Chris, always good to talk with you.
Yes, hello.
As I look back at the big stories from the North Country this year, there was a lot around jobs. Can we just go back through a few of the big happenings in the North Country economy this year?
Yeah, there were some surprising and very happy upsides. One thing that's really a big deal is that the federal prison in Berlin has finally been funded. And what that means is that there are going to be about 300 new jobs, with the potential for maybe a couple of hundred of those being new hires from New Hampshire or the area. And in addition, the prison's going to be buying millions of dollars of material from local merchants.
And that's just one of the stories. I know the Gorham Mill is under construction. That's something that's been under discussion for a long time.
Gorham Mill was a surprising event. A year ago at this time, pretty much even the union guys thought, well, the only thing that's going to happen there is the place is going to be torn down. And then it was purchased by Patriot Partners, a New York investment firm. And what's happened is they've put a lot of new money into it, and they've managed to lower the energy costs. And there's some hope that the last paper plant standing in the North Country might actually be standing for some time, and that could employ about 200 people.
So a large overhaul there, and that reminds me of the sale of the Balsams, where there's another large renovation planned.
The Balsams is a mixed event. The real downside and the disappointment to a lot of people in the North Country is the new owners couldn't seem to find a way to keep the place open and to keep the 160 to 300 people employed. Some other people look at that and say, well, that would have been a huge challenge considering the place needs a lot of renovations in order to bring it up to sort of the standard of a luxury hotel. At least it's going to be reopening in theory in about 18 months, and it should have a new look and a lot of new amenities. And so that long-term is good news.
And there may also even be new owners for Isaacson Steel.
That's another thing. Back in the spring, Isaacson Steel went into a voluntary bankruptcy or reorganization, and they managed to keep operating, keep about 150 or so people working. Company officials say that they've got two or three companies that are interested in buying Isaacson. They claim that each of the suitors has promised to keep the company and the employment in the area.
Do people feel like the North Country economy is turning a corner, or do people feel like there's still a lot more to do to really define or redefine what the economy of northern New Hampshire is all about?
I think people are pretty encouraged, but I think it's a very big corner. There's still a lot more to do if you look at some of the other towns and the need for additional employment and work there. One of the things that would help it really get around that corner is Kestrel Aircraft. It's a startup firm that wants to make a small sort of high-tech composite commuter aircraft. It's toying with the idea of building parts in Berlin. Problem is that there are apparently at least two other states, including Maine, that are also sort of bidding for that.
Another potentially long-term investment, but a very controversial one, Northern Pass, the hydropower project. What are the next steps for the people proposing it, and then what does the self-described opposition look to do in the coming year?
The focal point now is that Northern Pass has been trying to find a new route from Canada to Groveton. They had one idea that came basically down sort of along the western side. There was really strong opposition to that. And so now what's happening is that they're trying to buy up land going a little more easterly route. And it's turned into a kind of real estate chess game with the opponents trying to guess the route and block it. One of the really big events in this chess game was the Forest Society getting a deal with the Tillotson Corporation to buy a conservation easement at the Balsams in Dixville Notch. That seems to block a Northern Pass plan to try and go through that area. But the Forest Society's got to come up with about $850,000 by the middle of January. At the moment, they have about $200,000. If they can't come up with the money, Northern Pass says that it would be happy to offer $850,000 for the conservation easement.
Chris Jensen, thanks for your time and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.